This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
Who are you? Some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a neighborhood.
All right, welcome to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show, and we are broadcasting from the Nationwide Sun Solar Studios. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor, and he's Garrett Reese, our neighborhood transformation specialist. Garrett, thanks for being on our Halloween special, Garrett.
Happy Halloween. I'm happy to be here. No tricks, just treats.
That's kind of my motto. Yeah,
I definitely. Stole it from you?
I know, you didn't steal it from me, but I fully believe in that. It's better to have the treats than the tricks, right? But thanks for tuning in to the Radio Realtors today. And if you miss any of our show, you can always catch our podcast by searching for the Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis, Frank Crandall, and Garrett Reese.
And as always, you can call or text us anytime for a no obligation consultation at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO.
And the Radio Realtors, we have more options for home buyers and sellers than anybody. So call us or text us right now at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Or you can find us online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And you're going to love today's show because we are covering these great topics. Number one, essential real estate lessons from Stephen King movies.
Ooh, that's exciting.
It's going to be cool. And then number two, how to make buying a home less spooky.
Ooh.
Well, you're pretty good at the sound effects. You know, obviously, if you've been listening to the Radio Realtors for any given time, you know that we have a lot, and I mean a lot of advice to give you about buying and selling and even owning a home. And we have lots of hands-on experience, a broad base of knowledge, and a team of experts here who can find the answers to just about anything we or you can throw at them.
Okay, but Rob, sometimes, you know, when we find real estate wisdom in the unlikeliest of places, and it might happen on the sofa with the lights dimmed, and maybe a scary movie on, specifically a Stephen King movie.
Right, and if you don't believe us, well, listen up, because in honor of Halloween, we're going to give you six ways that classic fright flicks based on Stephen King's novels help teach us the do's and don'ts of home ownership.
Well, I know one don't, and that's don't buy a haunted house.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. And you know what? I think we're going to get to that here shortly. So, but that's a very, very good one.
No, how do you disclose that one? I mean, do you disclose?
I think that
you have to. Ghosts? Did you just put that like on a special line item? There may be ghosts.
There may be ghosts.
There may be ghosts.
Yeah. There may be.
There may be. But how do you prove that?
I don't know, because you can't really see a ghost, right?
What if you don't disclose and then the people that buy afterwards, you know, you get that phone call. Hey, you know, remember me? I bought your house 6 months ago. By the way, is your house haunted? And did you never tell me this?
Yeah, see, that's a disclosure thing that's going to come up a little bit later in the show. So let's talk about that first scary movie.
So the first scary movie that gives us a real estate lesson is Pet Sematary.
Well, sometimes that is better.
You remember that movie from 1989?
I do. So let's give a quick film recap for our listeners. So shortly after Dr. Lewis Crady moves his family to the small town in Maine, of course, every Stephen King book takes place in Maine. Everyone.
It really does.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But Creed's son is killed in a tragic accident and he's grief-stricken. The doctor decides to bury his son in the pet cemetery just beyond their property, which of course is an abandoned Native American burial ground that he's learned can bring the dead back to life. And oddly, he doesn't stop to ponder why it was abandoned, but he soon discovers the problem with his plan. The dead may come back to life, but they don't come back quite the same, Garrett.
Oh, okay, so that's not good. But what is the real estate lesson from Pet Sematary?
Well, the lesson, Garrett, is know the rules of disclosure. And we kind of covered that a little bit in the beginning, but we learned more from this flick than just how not to spell cemetery, because cemetery is spelled S-E-M-A-T-A-R-Y for some reason in this movie. But there were two morals to learn. The first, don't bring people back from the dead. It's just not a good idea.
Or don't attempt.
Yeah, don't attempt it. And the second, always read the disclosure forms.
Okay, but seriously, if the doctor had actually done his homework, then he might have been better informed about the eerie things happening in his backyard. But if the seller doesn't disclose, then that's another story, right?
Yeah, and understandably, sellers may not want to reveal certain facts about a property, like if there was a crime scene, if a death occurred there, or if pets and people come back to life and wreak havoc until everybody's dead. That's a big problem right there.
Yeah, like, what did that movie come to mind?
Pet Cemetery?
No. They built the houses on the... Poltergeist.
Oh, Poltergeist.
Poltergeist, right. Yeah. That's never
you
can't, a good thing.
You don't build a house on
it. I clearly remember that movie. Yeah. I remember the scene at the end. He's like strangling the builder like, yeah, Debbie, you forgot to tell us you built it on.
Yeah. No, that's not good.
Okay, so that was intense. But in some states, you're required to disclose death on a property. Specifically in California, you must disclose death on your property within the last 3 years.
Yeah, but maybe not somebody who's come back to life after being buried in the pet cemetery.
Ooh, yeah, absolutely.
So what's the second one?
Okay, so the second scary movie that gives us a real estate lesson is The Mist.
Yeah, and
that's from 2007.
So after a violent storm, here's the recap, that damages this family's home, David Drayton is the guy's name, and his son, they head into town to get supplies, right, and some food. And while they're in the store, a thick fog surrounds the town, leaving the townspeople trapped inside the store, and it's not long before the seriously scary stuff starts to happen outside and inside.
So the real estate lesson here is prepare your home for disaster.
Right, Garrett. I'm going to throw this one out there. If our friend David had planned ahead and put together maybe a home emergency survival kit to have at the ready, would he really be in this situation?
Probably not. I mean, I could barely prepare for the rain that was last weekend.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
My house is still standing, though.
That's good. It didn't float away.
And no water inside the house, so the roof is working.
That would be like Sharknado or something, that kind of horror movie, right?
Right. I mean, that guy just got an extra 10 years on his career from this weird B-rated movie.
Yeah, that's terrible. So, you know, you got to have that proper disaster plan, and you have enough food, water, batteries, and other supplies to last a few days at the home. And that would mean there would be no reason to go to the store, right, if they had done those things, also known as the death trap of human sacrifices or the portal to another dimension. And there's no spoilers here. We don't want to tell everybody about The Mist, but this movie makes the movie Bird Box with Sandra Bullock. Mm-hmm. Did you see that movie?
That was when she was blindfolded, right?
Right.
That was good.
It makes that one seem like a laugh riot.
Wait, hold on. Okay, so I've never seen The Mist, but you're saying that's a must-see?
I mean, most horror movies, you don't feel great at the end, right? But it makes The Bird Box look like a walk in the park.
Well, okay, but see, I mean, scary movies from, say, the 80s, it's just a different kind of scary movie as opposed to movies from today. They're more thrillers. The ones back then are just like these, you know, fictitious creatures and whatnot. So The Mist, obviously, is a more newer scary movie, but it's a really good thriller because I have never seen it.
But it's good, but it's like you don't feel good at the end, and I don't want to, like, you know,
like Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
No, I don't.
Everybody's just quiet in the theater, like, that was too intense. I don't feel right.
Yeah, no, The Mist. It's not a movie that you feel good at the end.
Okay.
At all. I mean, it's like
that's the disclosure.
Yeah, it is. It's the ending is brutal. Yeah. So, you know, but we're saving lives here by telling people to be prepared. There's nothing like being prepared for a disaster or a zombie apocalypse
or a killer mist.
That's true. So we're going to go to break now. And when we get back, we're going to come back with the third scary movie that gives us a real estate lesson. So don't go anywhere. If you want to be a part of the show, give us a call at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. And we'll be back right after this. So I've got Dave Hood on the line. He is the king of home loans. And everybody knows that Dave Hood is a great guy. He's from Nexa Mortgage. But Dave, tell us the three reasons why people should call you now.
Well, Rob, number one, because I'm a broker, I have more loan options to offer my customers. I've got multiple places where I can place your loan. Number two, the best interest rates. I've got choices, so I can always hunt for the best interest rate for my clients. And number three, speed. It's all about speed these days. I can close loans in as little as 11 days, and that will get your deal accepted. It'll also ensure that you get the best interest rate.
So Dave's got more loan options. He's got the best interest rates, and he can close fast, and that can save you thousands of dollars on your purchase or your refinance. Give him a call today at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225, or apply online at davehoodloans.com. NMLS ID number 1660-690.
Hey, if you need flooring for your home, do yourself a favor and check out Zotex Flooring. But you know, don't take my word for it. Check out their hundreds of amazing reviews on Yelp and Google. Zotex is a family-run business, and their friendly design experts will help you pick a beautiful floor that suits your home and lifestyle. By the way, Zotex also carries a wide selection of cabinets and countertops. Zotex is your number one choice for flooring, cabinets, and countertops. They have three showrooms, Sacramento, Rockland, and Vacaville. You gotta check them out online at zotexflooring.com.
With the price of real estate right now, who can afford to buy a home with potential problems? That's why Golden State Home Inspections provides you with a detailed report full of information not offered by other inspectors. With Golden State, they promise you the highest quality inspections with an educational room-by-room walkthrough so you fully understand the condition of the home that you want to buy. Don't gamble with your home purchase. Schedule your inspection now at GoldenStateHomeInspections.com. That's GoldenStateHomeInspections.com. If you're like me, and I know I am, you hate to lose. And it doesn't matter if it's your favorite basketball team, your local softball games, or your fantasy football league. When it comes to buying a home, your attitude should be the same, because in home buying, second place is first place loser. Robert Lewis here at the Radio Realtors. We're real estate pros. We like to win, and we'll contribute up to $5,000 of our commission to prove it. Call us or text us at 833-32-RADIO or online at the Radio Realtors.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes. Is that it? I kind of forget it. But...
Oh, it's scary. Yeah, it's nuts. All right, welcome back to the Bootiful Show, the Radio Realtors, and we are broadcasting from the Nationwide Sun Solar Studio. I said bootiful because obviously it's good. Halloween weekend.
I caught
that. And we have a Halloween special, which is great. I'm Robert Lewis, your real estate professor. He is Garrett Reese, and he is our neighborhood transformation specialist. And we are talking about Stephen King movies that give us essential real estate lessons. The first one that we covered was Pet Sematary, and that was a scary movie. That was a scary movie, but it talked about mostly about why you need to make sure that you know the rules of disclosure, especially if you're selling a home that has a pet cemetery behind it or what have you. So that was the first thing, and you need to make sure that as a buyer, you're reading disclosures, and as a seller, you are disclosing everything, even if you have a pet cemetery behind your house. The second scary movie that gives us a real estate lesson is The Mist. That is another Stephen King movie as well. And that one talks about preparing your home for disaster. You know, you gotta be prepared. And you hear about, you know, a lot of those doomsday prepper people out there, right, Garrett? I don't know if you've got extra water or, you know, a cup of noodles or whatever in your garage, but you need batteries, you need maybe a generator, those types of things, and you got to just be prepared for the disaster so that if you do go out, you don't get trapped in a store by the mist.
Do you want all your essentials if you're going to be trapped in the house?
Yeah,
I think absolutely. I could be good if I had peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter and jelly's good.
That could keep me going for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's the third scary movie?
Okay, so the third scary movie, you know, that kind of gives us a real estate lesson is The Shining.
Here's Johnny!
Oh, yeah. So that's all the way from 1980, The Shining. So the film recap, if you don't know The Shining, writer Jack Torrance, which is Jack Nicholson in this movie, and he's just creepy already, right? Mm-hmm. But he takes a job as a winter caretaker at this place called the Overlook Hotel, and it's a remote hotel in Colorado, and he's hoping to maybe find a cure for his writer's block, and he settles in with his wife and son, but the isolation there soon begins to take its toll, and Jack starts to discover the hotel's dark secrets, and he begins to transform into what we call a classic homicidal maniac.
I get cabin fever sometimes.
Yeah, well, hopefully you're not doing what he was doing with like an axe and things, right?
And the real estate lesson here in this movie is maintaining a vacation home or a second home can be murder.
Yeah. Well, you know, Stephen King did put together a real goldmine of real estate wisdom here in this movie, because I firmly believe this film is not about the hotel or the hotel being a metaphor for hell. This movie is actually about how tough it is to maintain a vacation home.
Or maintain a hotel.
Yeah.
That might be a little bit of work.
Right.
So, I mean, who wouldn't go a little crazy if you had to vacuum and dust that whole place, I mean, all winter long, and your kids won't stay quiet, and there's a red rum, and oh my gosh.
Yeah, no, that was creepy, the kids saying red rum, right? Which is murder backwards.
It is.
Right. Thanks for setting me up, though. I appreciate that. And, you know, and while a second home can be a fantastic retreat or investment, Stephen King uses The Shining to show us the perils of hacking off more house than you can handle.
That's right. So, and a nice use of Halloween expressions.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. So what's number four?
Number four scary movie that gives us a real estate lesson is The Secret Window.
Oh, yeah. Now,
I've never seen that. Yeah. I've never even heard of that, actually.
Really? So it's another Stephen King movie, obviously. But amid a messy divorce, the writer's name is Mort Rainey, and he relocates to a remote cabin in upstate New York. And he's soon approached by a farmer who claims that Rainey plagiarized his work, and the farmer has no intention of letting it go, right? So we cue in some, you know, next level psycho stalker music, and that's where we are here.
Okay, so wait a minute. Quick question. Is the movie Misery a Stephen King movie?
Yes.
Okay, that's a good movie, right? But I actually just realized, now that you've kind of identified some of these movies and what they mean, he has a lot of movies that are about a writer that's kind of like stranded in the middle of nowhere, whatever, whatever, because Misery, that guy's a writer as well.
Right.
So just like you had mentioned here.
And she like hobbled him with like a sledgehammer.
She put that 4x4 in between. Oh. Said, you're not going nowhere. You're going to write me another book.
Yeah, that is terrible.
But right between this, Misery, Secret Window, as well as The Shining, these are all about writers and whatever it is they're going through, but I just realized that.
Yeah. I mean, the real estate lesson here is don't buy a rural property, right? We're just kidding, but you totally should buy rural property, but you should think about it a lot. And I mean, after all, you know, Mort's wife told him in the movie, you're out there all alone, anything could happen, and nobody would know. So if, you know, the mere idea of being stalked, tormented, murdered, and left to die alone doesn't scare you from a totally remote lifestyle, you got to consider maybe those really scary things, like you might have to take your own trash to the dump, or maybe you have to deal with well water or septic tanks.
Yeah.
Septic tanks are kind of be gross. So even though it can be quite serene living in nature, mm-hmm. you know, you have to be flexible and take on that DIY attitude. And you also might want to get solar and a generator from our friends at Nationwide Solar. So,
hey, you don't want to be left without power.
That's right. You know, you can get a no salesperson quote from Nationwide Sun, and they do the generators as well. But go to their website, check them out. They're one of our favorites, nationwidesun.com. That's nationwidesun.com. So what is the fifth scary movie?
The fifth scary movie that gives us a real estate lesson is Cujo.
This is a scary one. I don't like St. Bernards to this day, but Cujo was a gentle St. Bernard in this movie in the beginning. And he's bitten by a bat and eventually becomes vicious and curiously invincible. Like, can rabies even do that? I don't know. But as he turns into this killer canine, he goes on a rampage through the town. And the real estate lesson here is make sure your home inspector checks for pests.
Okay, so Rob, it's an easy thing here to blame Cujo.
Sure.
But it was really the poor dog's fault? And let's instead turn our attention to the bat attack that resulted in the rabies and turned Cujo into that crazy dog. Oh, and I know Cujo's trouble started when he kind of strayed from his owner's property and then he stuck his head in that cave. And in hindsight, probably putting up a fence would have been a more clever idea.
Yeah, but in general, Garrett, you should ask your home inspector to check for pests before you close on a home, especially if the home has been vacant for a while. Mm-hmm. Either way, call in a pest professional to give the property a good sweep. And for the health and safety of you and your pets, you're going to want to deal with rodents, insects, snakes, and yes, bats right away.
Oh, spiders and bats are scary enough even when it's not Halloween.
That's right. So what's number six?
The number six scary movie that gives us the real estate lesson is Salem's Lot from 1979.
We're going way back. You know, so
fill me in on what this one's about.
Okay, so
I haven't seen this either.
So you were like... like 3 years old. So a guy named Ben Mears, he returns to his hometown to draft a book about a long empty and supposedly haunted
another
estate.
Writer movie.
Yeah, it is weird. That's funny. And when he discovers someone has bought the home, his project is put on hold. But then people around the house start dying. And of course, Ben uncovers the truth. Kurt Barlow, the owner of the estate, is a vampire who's turning his victims into an army of undead slaves.
Oh, my God. So the real estate lesson here is, Rob, know your neighbors, right?
Right. Yeah.
And let's make sure they're not vampires.
Right. Let's be honest, Garrett. We don't quite know how the vampire got this sprawling mansion. Mm-hmm. Maybe he had some pretty solid financing. Maybe it was an all-cash deal. We don't know. Could have been an easy cash offer, you know, type situation.
You never know.
But maybe...
I mean, how do you turn that down when the guy shows up with fangs?
I don't know. So, you know, and maybe he waived all his contingencies, but do the undead, you know, really care about the HVAC system, if it's in good condition, or even if the home has termites?
Well, home was to die for.
Right. And regardless, when it came time to choose the best offer on the house, the seller's agent probably didn't check to see whether Barlow was a vampire or not. So.
Okay, so, but I guess the moral story here is, if you're moving into a new neighborhood or somehow you just moved in, it's always a good idea to do a little bit of recon. So if you have the time and the money, you can actually dig up quite a bit of dirt, right?
Right, I like that. Recon. Digging up
some dirt. Here.
But here's the caveat. Be careful not to alienate anyone, and a good neighbor can be the magic ingredient for making a neighborhood feel like home, even if they happen to be undead. And that's going to lead us to our next topic.
Okay, hold on. Before we get to the next topic, I want to know, what is your go-to scary movie?
Oh, you know what? We have to go to break, but as soon as we get back, teaser. I am going to give you that. And we'll be back right after this. You know, some things are worth the wait, but in today's real estate market, you don't have time to wait for an inexperienced lender to take 30 days or longer to close your loan. That's why we recommend Jeff Compton. Jeff can close your purchase or refinance loan in 14 to 21 days in most cases. If you want great interest rates, low fees, and a quick close, you want Jeff Compton and Guild Mortgage. 916-765-2900 or online at jeffcompton.com. NMLS ID number 298997. Equal housing lender. Hey, I've got Frank Desmachi. He's the chief technical engineer with Nationwide Sun. They're one of the premier solar companies in our area. You can find them at nationwidesun.com. Frank, there's so many solar companies out there. What makes you guys different?
First and foremost, the most important thing with us is we understand solar is science. It's not something that's sales related. It doesn't require salespeople, which is why we do not have one single salesperson or a single commissioned employee on our staff. We make sure that all our designs, first and foremost, are produced by our electrical engineer. Then it comes across my desk. Every single project gets my stamp on it before it leaves. This way, we can ensure that our customers are getting a system designed for them specifically.
This is a revolutionary approach to going solar. And all you got to do to get your free, no obligation, no salesperson visit to get more information about solar is go to their website, nationwidesun.com. That's nationwidesun.com.
If you're like many people in Northern California, your home is your greatest asset. You've spent years working to build your equity. Now's the time to put that equity to work with a reverse mortgage from Kathy Skoda at American Advisors Group. Learn about how you can tap into this important resource and create a sound financial plan that'll help you retire better. Call Kathy Skoda today at 866-961-6345. 866-961-6345.
NMLS ID number 1039827, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're like me, and I know I am, you hate to lose. And it doesn't matter if it's your favorite basketball team, your local softball games, or your fantasy football league. When it comes to buying a home, your attitude should be the same, because in home buying, second place is first place loser. Robert Lewis here at the Radio Realtors. We're real estate pros. We like to win, and we'll contribute up to $5,000 of our commission to prove it. Call us or text us at 833-32-RADIO or online at the Radio Realtors.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
He exploded at the end.
They always did. What car didn't explode in the 80s? Fender Bender. It blew us up.
No, that is true. All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors Halloween special. We are Northern California's number one real estate radio show, and we are scary good realtors. We are broadcasting from the Nationwide Sun Solar Studios. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor. He is Garrett Reese, our neighborhood transformation specialist, and we just got done giving you the essential real estate lessons from Stephen King movies. And that was pretty fun, I got to admit.
You know? I enjoyed it, and there were some movies that I had never even seen, so you gave me a nice narrative on what it was about. But I think it's kind of funny that a lot of his movies are about being, or his main character's a writer.
Yeah, and they're usually like in some remote location or...
Or crazy.
Yeah, or they've got clowns, or they've got killer dogs, you know, so... But they do wrap around that writer situation. Mm-hmm. So you had a question for me before we went to break.
I kind of want to know, what's your go-to and what kind of scary movie does it for you?
You know, I like cerebral type scary movies for the most part. So I would say that The Shining, that was pretty scary for me.
Right.
As a kid, I remember Halloween was scary, but I would say...
So Michael Myers was like your go-to over Jason or Freddy?
Yeah. Well, the thing that I thought was odd is, do you remember Jamie Lee Curtis? So yes. Back then she was like pretty young, and she was pretty, that's for sure. Well, anyway, I just remember her running down the hallways of the school, right? Mm-hmm. And Michael's coming to get her, right?
Right.
And she is running, like running into the lockers and trying to, she's just like sprinting as fast as she can. And Michael Myers never broke stride. He just was like walking with that knife above his head, but he never was going fast. And like, how did he ever catch these people? I mean, because they kept falling down. But I mean, how does that happen? I mean, how did he catch anybody? Yeah. You know, if he's chasing them.
Jason was kind of the same. Yeah, they don't run, but they're always right there. Zombies. How do the zombies catch you?
Yeah, I don't.
They just walk.
I don't know.
With a limp.
Right. It makes absolutely no sense. So my go-to, well, I think that was probably my go-to, but I will say that one of the scariest movies, and I don't know if you'd even call it a horror movie, I guess it would be, is Jaws, first Jaws.
That's a good one.
That one.
That's just a good movie.
It was just the buildup because you never even saw the shark until like three quarters of the movie was done.
Right.
It was all about what you thought about.
What's underneath the water.
What is underneath the water.
You can't help but go to the ocean and, you know, I'm not going all the way in.
Yeah, no, and I'm still to this day, you know, I'm not going to go super far out, even if I know there's no sharks.
That's right, yeah.
No, because that movie probably could be
a lot of people out.
So what's your go-to?
Okay, so obviously I'm born 76, so I'm definitely an 80s kid. And, you know, a lot of those movies kind of freaked me out, whether it was the fictional character type movie. But I like a good thriller. I don't chase a scary movie today. Truth be told, I don't want to see it.
I don't either.
I'm the guy that's your one eye closed as I'm watching the movie because I'm preparing myself for something to happen. But The Ring, movies like The Ring, I think really kind of, you know, I like that kind of.
Now, I haven't
deep
seen that
story,
one.
Heavy plot, you know, just really like cerebral, kind of like you said, but not fictional character type movies. Because I mean, how's Michael Myers still around, still killing people?
He's got to be like 70 something years old,
and he's taller, and he keeps getting bigger and maybe walks faster.
But he's undead, probably,
How's
too.
How's Jamie Lee Curtis still alive?
No.
In the movie, not in real life.
Because he should have caught her, you know, several times.
She keeps
And how many Halloween movies were there? There had to have been at least 10.
There's got
to
be at least
10?
Well, that's my guess, but around there, give or take. My gosh. There's got to be more than 4.
Wasn't there an actual Jason versus
Michael Myers? That was Jason versus Freddy.
Oh, okay.
There was a Jason versus Freddy. That actually wasn't that bad.
I wonder who won. I guess the most recent horror movie that I've seen is Bird Box with Sandra Bullock. Mm-hmm. And that was one of those cerebral, you know, type.
That was a good. You know, the Quiet Place. I think I saw the first one. Second one was kind of stupid. But
okay.
Kind of good.
Well, I mean, I'm not a big horror movie type of guy. I do like cerebral, like the Bird Box I did enjoy, but none of those movies do you like feel good at the end. I mean, even the Stephen King movies, mm-hmm. I mean, unless they're totally vindicated, like The Mist, that is not a good feeling movie. You do not feel good at the end of that movie at all. In fact, it's almost so tragic that you got to go take a shower afterwards and cry.
Do you remember Tales from the Crypt?
Oh, yeah.
And what was the other one, the comic book one?
Elvira, Mistress of the Dark.
Oh, well, who didn't like those movies?
Well, I used to watch that because she was pretty.
Creep show. That was the thing I was thinking.
Like, you could say the Twilight Zone was mm-hmm. horror.
That was good, though. That had interesting plots.
They had some. My favorite one was the people that were in the bucket. They were like trapped in
an episode.
Yeah, it was an episode, and there were
the black and white version.
Yeah, you know, and I
wasn't around.
Well, no. So like I had a couple friends when I was growing up that were totally into that, and there was an episode of the Twilight Zone, and they're all black and white. But the greatest one was these people were trapped inside this a chamber or something. They couldn't get out. Comes to find out that they're actually their toys, and they're at a garage sale in a bucket.
That's good. That's a good little ending.
Yeah, so it was pretty interesting. So, well, you know, Halloween is a time for ghosts and goblins and other frightening creatures like in the movies that we've been seeing. And we discovered over the years, there are plenty of people who are more anxious about buying a house than actually going inside of a haunted house. And would you believe this, Garrett, that 1 in 3 buyers cried at some point during a recent first-time home buyer study, or that nearly half of these participants described their journey as the most stressful event in modern life?
The reality is that in most of these potential home buyers are just as nervous about going through this experience as you might be, right? I mean, I'm not surprised that many people cry.
Yeah, so in honor of being Halloween weekend, the Radio Realtors, we're going to offer you several tips for making the home buying process a little less spooky. So let's cover these.
Okay, so the number one way to make the home buying process a little less spooky is get your finance in order.
You know, nothing is worse than having your mind set on a home only to realize that you can't afford the property. And this happens way more often than you might think, and it can cause a lot of heartbreak in a hurry.
That can make you cry too.
That's true.
Not in a good way. The other one's happy tears. This one, not so good.
Right.
So the way you want to avoid this horror altogether is you want to give the Radio Realtors a call and speak to one of our preferred mortgage lenders at our number, which is 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO.
Yeah, you need a frightfully good mortgage lender. It's like that insurance commercial that says in the horror movies, people make poor decisions and they hide behind the chainsaws instead of getting into the running car to get away from a serial killer in a hockey mask.
Geico.
Right. It is Geico.
Okay. So, but the many potential home buyers make equally poor decisions in choosing a mortgage lender.
Yeah. Let me tell you a little nightmare story regarding what a bad lender can do to your home buying process. That's right. Yeah. Cue the scary music. But currently we have a wonderful listing in Elk Grove, right? And this is a turnkey 4-bedroom, 2-bath home that's listed at $585,000. And we received a full price offer, and the appraiser who came out wasn't from the area. And even though there were ample comparables, the appraiser came in with an appraised value of $550,000, $35,000 less than the contracted price.
And as far as appraisals go, that was a very bad appraisal.
Yeah. And just to let everybody know, we were prepared with evidence-based research about home improvements, an inequivalent comparable real estate comps.
That's a tongue twister.
Yeah, exactly. And we ask a lender to submit a reconsideration of value request.
Now, a lender can't ask an appraiser to give a specific value on a property. They can definitely give information that supports that value within this neighborhood. And obviously, this was our story. We experienced this where obviously that appraiser was cutting that value on our property by that much. And we had given them enough information and there was enough data just based on recent sales. So I was surprised that, you know, he obviously gave us that value.
Right. And so what happened? We did a cancellation of contract. We put the home back on the market. And what happened was, is the home went pending within a couple of hours.
Hours.
Yeah, it was just
not
really a couple of hours.
The day.
We had somebody come and see it like about 20 minutes after it went back on the market. We got a full price offer at $585,000. And this time the home appraised at $585,000 with no problems at all.
And I felt bad for that original buyer because that was really on their lender. They didn't send out the right appraiser. And you know, again, that buyer paid for inspections, they paid for appraisals, and I'm sure they were getting their hopes set up because she loved the house. But I mean, man, $30,000+? That's a lot.
Right. And like you said, a bad appraisal isn't necessarily the lender's fault. But our preferred lenders have fail safes for problems that may come up in the loan process. And back to talking about your pre-approval letter, you have to have a pre-approval letter, but your pre-approval letter tells you exactly how much home you can afford. And with the Radio Realtors, we actually go one step further with RWA certification, which means you are virtually guaranteed to be able to buy your dream home.
And the Radio Realtors RWA certification also lets sellers know that you're serious about making an offer, giving you an advantage over the competition.
Yeah, so to find out if you're ready to buy a home and you want to make it a little less spooky for you, why not call us right now at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Or you can find us online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. We'll be back right after this. I've got Dave Hood on the line. He's the king of home loans. He's with Nexa Mortgage. And Dave, it seems like the housing market is softening a little bit, and it seems like a great opportunity right now for first-time buyers and move-up buyers. What's your take?
Well, Rob, home buyers suffering from what we call buyer fatigue are now getting offers accepted with no down and low down options. And the great thing is my rates are still super, super low. Combine that with the Radio Realtors Power Buyer Program, and they could have keys in their hands within 11 to 21 days.
Yeah, that is super fast. So we're talking about low to no down payment options, great interest rates still, and you can close in 10 to 21 days. And combined with the Radio Realtors Power Buyer Program, where we pay up to $5,000 of your closing costs, you cannot lose. Give Dave a call at 916-548-8225 or apply online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660-690.
Hey, if you need flooring for your home, do yourself a favor and check out Zotex Flooring. But you know, don't take my word for it. Check out their hundreds of amazing reviews on Yelp and Google. Zotex is a family-run business and their friendly design experts will help you pick a beautiful floor that suits your home and lifestyle. By the way, Zotex also carries a wide selection of cabinets and countertops. Zotex is your number one choice for flooring, cabinets, and countertops. They have three showrooms, Sacramento, Rockland, and Vacaville. You got to check them out online at zotexflooring.com.
Ants, spiders, cockroaches, termites, and rodents, nobody wants them in their home or business. But fortunately, since 1999, family-owned and operated Defender Termite and Pest Management has been getting rid of these pests and giving home and business owners peace of mind. And for a limited time, your initial startup fee is only $49. When it comes to pests, don't battle them on your own. Contact Defender today at DefenderPest.com. That's DefenderPest.com. Defender Termite and Pest Management, helping you to win the war on pests. If you're like me, and I know I am, you hate to lose. And it doesn't matter if it's your favorite basketball team, your local softball games, or your fantasy football league. When it comes to buying a home, your attitude should be the same, because in home buying, second place is first place loser. Robert Lewis here at the Radio Realtors. We're real estate pros. We like to win, and we'll contribute up to $5,000 of our commission to prove it. Call us or text us at 833-32-RADIO or online at the Radio Realtors.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live.
This
is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show, broadcasting from the Nationwide Sun Solar Studios. Happy Halloween weekend. I am Robert Lewis, your real estate professor. He's Garrett Reese, our neighborhood transformation specialist, and this is our Halloween special. We're coming down the home stretch, but we're covering this topic, how to make buying a home a little less spooky. And the first way was get your finances in order. And we actually have our preferred mortgage lenders that are, they're waiting right now for your phone call.
As we speak.
That's right. So give us a call at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO because they are the best there are, and they're closing loans within 10 days. We've actually had people call the Radio Realtors on the weekend. We get you pre-approved that day, have you shopping the next day, have you in contract on a great home, and within 10 days,
ooh, that's fast.
You can have the keys to your home.
Super fast.
It is super fast. So that's the number one way, is get your finances in order. What is the number two way?
The number two way to make the home buying process a little less spooky is be decisive and move quickly.
Yeah, you know, no one likes to be told, you know, to hurry up and make a decision, especially when that
unless
decision...
Michael Myers is chasing.
That's true. Unless that decision has Michael Myers or an enormous financial and emotional consequence. But in a seller's market, or even a softening seller's market, if you see a home that you love, it's important not to delay.
And here's why, because when you find that home that you love in the greater Sacramento area, the average days on market right now is about 23 days.
Yeah, and even though we're going into the cooler months and possibly even a little bit slower months, as a potential home buyer, you need to be prepared to make an offer in a seller's market.
Right, and you need to be emotionally, financially, and physically ready to make an offer right after seeing a home, or else be okay with losing out, right?
Right. You know, and if you're out looking at homes, here's another thing. Bring along your Radio Realtors complete house hunting checklist. I got one right here in my hot little hand. Oh. But the great thing is that this house hunting checklist can help you, you know, remember the homes that you look at. But call us or text us right now at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. We can get you one of these free of charge. And this is a great resource for you, as it will help you remember all the amenities of a home.
And our complete home hunting checklist can really help you out. But I mean, remember this, if you spot a winner, then you have to realize that going home to consider your options might mean you need to start the entire process all over the next day, because you love that home and it could be pending the next day.
That's absolutely true. So the number three way to make the home buying process a little less spooky is hire a good inspector. You know, nobody wants their house to be a money pit, just like Frank and I alluded to a couple of weeks ago. And granted, it's in your best interest to establish a separate bank account for home maintenance items, but the last thing that you want to do is deplete your savings to make a lot of fixes on your home.
And this is why it's important to hire a seasoned home inspector. This person should be able to help spot any plumbing or electrical issues before you close escrow on a house.
Yeah, and of course, the Radio Realtors, we recommend Golden State Home Inspections to all of our clients for a complete home inspection. And we recommend Defender Termite for all our pest inspections. These two companies offer the best in service and price and the highest quality reports I've ever seen. And you can contact both companies by just going to theradiorealtors.com and clicking on our preferred vendors tab.
In addition, if you find yourself in a situation where you like a house, but it requires some minor or even some major repairs, with the help of our home inspection report, we may be able to help you get a price reduction or have the seller make these repairs for you before closing.
That's definitely possible these days right now. Yeah. So the number four way to make the home buying process a little less spooky is rely on the Radio Realtors. And this is a big one. Whether you're buying new construction home or an older residence, you gotta lean on your realtors.
And you know, things are gonna happen that are out of your control, and your real realtor will be the person who keeps things calm. And the radio realtors do this better than anybody out there.
That's right, Garrett. And let's look at this example. Earlier this year, we had a client that was working with another realtor and had submitted 5 offers on homes and lost out every time. They finally came to us through a referral, and we did an analysis on their lender and their offer process. And we discovered that their lender was subpar and their agent was writing poor offers with a lot of mistakes on them. And after discussing this with the client to figure out what she really wanted, we put this list together of what she was looking for in a home, had her pre-approved with one of our preferred mortgage lenders. In a matter of 24 hours, we had this client pre-approved and certified. We found 2 homes that immediately met this client's criteria, everything she was looking for. We showed her these 2 homes, and one of them was the perfect house. We put in a competitive offer, and by the next day she was in contract, and fast forward 21 days later, and this client was moving into her new home.
Light speed.
That's right.
So now, almost all real estate transactions involve some hiccups along the way. It does happen. But even if you're completely organized and respond to communication in a timely fashion, other third parties, they might have delays as well.
Yeah, and the best strategy is to work as a team with the radio realtors and to let us navigate those obstacles that may surface. If you want the best realtors in your corner, give the radio realtors a call right now, 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO, or find us online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
And the number 5 way to making the home buying process a little less spooky is you got to take a leap of faith.
Yeah, the home buying process is full.
I feel spooky. Take a leap of faith sometimes.
Yeah, no, it is spooky, but
jump into the mist.
Right. It's full of second guessing the home buying process and anxiety. And you're saying, can I really afford a 30-year mortgage in California? Would I be better off renting until the real estate market cools?
There's definitely a lot of options. I mean, these are both completely valid questions that every first-time home buyer in the state will ask. But before you talk yourself out of purchasing a home, think back to when you had been considering going down this path in the first place.
Right. So you probably wanted to start investing in yourself as opposed to watching your rent check disappear every month. So why let a bit of nervousness keep you from achieving your home ownership goals?
And at the Radio Realtors, we understand that every home buying situation is unique, and you can count on our team to walk you through the process and work on your behalf until your real estate needs are met.
And our team would love nothing more than to get you and your family into a home of your own. We're also here to answer any and all the questions that you may have.
You know, and it's our belief that informed home buyers make the smoothest transactions, right?
Definitely. In the Radio Realtors, we perform a variety of useful services for you, including advising you about the state of the market, helping you view homes on the market and off market, and writing offers, negotiating with sellers, and guiding you through the purchase paperwork.
But one thing that we are offering right now that nobody else is offering is the Radio Realtors Power Buyer Program, which is basically cash rebate up to $5,000 for all of our home buyers.
Right, and most home buyers new to the home buying process don't know that traditionally the buyer's agent gets a 2.5% to 3% cut of the sales price, meaning your agent gets about $10,000 to $12,000 if you buy a $400,000 house. With the Radio Realtors, we will rebate you up to 0.5% of our commission, up to $5,000.
You literally receive free money from us as your agents. So this way you have less money out of your own pocket. And nobody does this. And we are the only ones that offer this. And unfortunately, we can only work with 10 Power Buyer Program clients at a time.
Yeah, no, nobody does this, like you said, Garrett. This is basically free money for you. We pay up to $5,000 out of our commission towards your closing costs to get you into that home. Nobody does this, and it is a great program. Give us a call right now. We want to make you our next Power Buyer Program client. Give us a call at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO, or you can find us online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
Hey, wait, but real quick before we go, you know, we have an open house this weekend on Sunday at 9397 Ivydale Circle, which is in Elk Grove. But while you're doing the open house this Sunday, Rob, do you plan to be dressing up for Halloween?
Well, I got to figure it out whether I want to be Michael Myers, a vampire, or maybe a clown.
What does someone do when they walk into a house expecting to see a house and boom, there's this guy.
There's like Pennywise the clown.
Just staring at him.
Yeah, I don't know.
Head tilted.
Little creepy with a dagger in his hand. Whoa. Yeah, it's not a good look.
Feel free to have a look around.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you're going to have to come out to
come
the, open,
to the
house
open house to find
to
out.
Check it out.
Ooh,
so,
so you can,
right. So give us a call if you're interested in a house in Elk Grove, and this is a turnkey, amazing home.
Completely remodeled, 3-2, with I think 13 or 1400 square feet.
Yeah, it's beautiful on a great street. So give us a call. We would love to show you it this weekend.
I want to see you dressed up, so I might show up.
I think that you should. So 833-32-RADIO is our number, 833-32-RADIO, or find us online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And that's all the time we have for this show.
Happy Halloween, everyone.
You know, some things are worth the wait, but in today's real estate market, you don't have time to wait for an inexperienced lender to take 30 days or longer to close your loan. That's why we recommend Jeff Compton. Jeff can close your purchase or refinance loan in 14 to 21 days in most cases. If you want great interest rates, low fees, and a quick close, you want Jeff Compton and Guild Mortgage. 916-765-2900 or online at jeffcompton.com. NMLS ID number 298997. Equal housing lender. So I've got Frank Desmachi here. He's the chief technical engineer for Nationwide Sun. They're one of the premier solar companies in Northern California. Now, Frank, we've heard why your company is different, but say I wanted to go solar. How does it work? Does somebody come out to my house or what?
Well, at the beginning, that's not at all necessary because we have no salespeople and nobody needs to pressure you. Solar is science. All we need is your usage information, which we can get from your power bill, whether it's SMUD, PG&E, SoCal Edison, and we work with all. And with that, we can design a system to give you 100% offset based on your last 12 months use, if that's what your goal. Most people would like to get to the point where they just don't pay anything. And that's what we do. Over 3,500 systems in operation in California, not a single one of them are getting get true up at the end of the year. I make sure of it. We even guarantee the production of our system. If it goes below that, we'll pay you the difference.
Find out more at NationwideSun.com. That's NationwideSun.com. If you're like me, and I know I am, you hate to lose. And it doesn't matter if it's your favorite basketball team, your local softball games, or your fantasy football league. When it comes to buying a home, your attitude should be the same, because in home buying, second place is first place loser. Robert Lewis here at the Radio Realtors. We're real estate pros. We like to win, and we'll contribute up to $5,000 of our commission to prove it. Call us or text us at 833-32-RADIO or online at the Radio Realtors.
If you're like many people in Northern California, your home is your greatest asset. You've spent years working to build your equity. Now's the time to put that equity to work with a reverse mortgage from Kathy Skoda at American Advisors Group. Learn about how you can tap into this important resource and create a sound financial plan that'll help you retire better. Call Kathy Skoda today at 866-961-6345. 866-961-6345.
NMLS ID number 1039827, Equal Housing Lender. Hey there, Robert Lewis here with the Radio Realtors, and I'm excited to offer you another unique home sale option. We call it the Easy Cash Offer Home Sale, and this is a great option if you have a home that's a heavy fixer or has serious deferred maintenance. Or maybe you have a rental property that you've owned for years and the tenants have made it a headache for you. The Easy Cash Offer Home Sale is even a wonderful option for you if you've inherited a home that maybe has a lot of needed repairs and you just don't have the time, energy, or money to take care of it on your own. Call the Radio Realtors today at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. We'll come out to your home for a quick as-is value. And in many cases, we can offer you a competitive cash offer on the spot and close in as little as 14 days. The Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer Home Sale. Get your cash offer today at 833-32-RADIO or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.